KCYVF, KCBOA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day going?
It is going. Not as productive as I hope, but other things I wanted to get done. I did other things for other people, but yeah, making headway.
Well, my work day was a pain in the butt. It's not going to get any easier tomorrow. It felt like a Friday today, but I still got one more day to go. Now, I've been trying to get out of my road, out of Wolf, or out of Nodular here, out onto 81, and I'm not going to be, I've been sitting here for almost 5 minutes and can't get out onto the highway. It's just a solid stream of cars in both directions as far as the eye can see.
So, what is causing that? Something's going on.
No, it's pretty much like this every night when I get out. All the traffic coming right off the expressway and heading east toward Carroll, and then everybody coming the opposite way, and then cross kitty corner from me, we have another road, and they're always making right-hand turns, so when I get a break on the highway, I got right-hand turners that are closing me off. So, hey, look at this. I finally got a break. So after almost 5 minutes of sitting at the corner, I finally get out on a 81 to head home, and I'm 10 minutes late getting out of work anyhow because I had to try and get to a stopping point in the process where I have a clean place to start in the morning. We're doing cleanup of the website, and I've had to do this before, and this is not an easy thing. So this is a two-week project of make corrections and then wait for the system to update. So tomorrow I'll have to go back through everything I did today to make sure everything corrected properly. And if it didn't, then correct what I didn't. Then I have to wait until Monday to check it again before I can go on to the next section. And yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
Well, I hear you there. Yeah, it's challenging. You get through and you get everything updated, changed around, and all the garbage cleaned out of it, and then they change again.
Oh, yeah, what our cleanup involves, we've got a lot of measurements. A lot of things we have, you know, dimensions in it. And sometimes over the process, I'm putting it in, but I don't always remember whether, you know, something was in inches or in decimal point. And if it's in decimal, did we do two places after the decimal or three? So we have to go back through and clean it up so that everything in there, all the dimensions, use the exact same, you know, process of stuff. It's either all in inches or it's all in decimal and either all in 2 point or 3 point. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And some are intermixed. Some have fractions that don't convert to decimal easily, or more likely if we have a decimal number that doesn't convert to a good fraction, an easy fraction, you know, it comes out like the 251/250th instead of a quarter of an inch, it's, you know, like 251/250th. Well, what does that mean to a customer? Nothing. So, yeah, some of these companies, like I said, how they do their dimensions are easy for the customer to understand, and then we've got to try and clean it up to make it understandable.
Well, wait till the boss comes to you tomorrow and says he wants everything in decimal format, plus he wants it all in metric as well.
Oh, yeah, there's been some of that as well. We try and stay away from the metric, but some of our points, they are metric bolts or nuts or whatever, and they're in millimeters, so those are as they are. But when you do a search on the website or bring up a certain category, they like it all the same. And right now there's a lot of mixed stuff, so it'll take me at least a couple of weeks in order to filter through all the categories, the subcategories, the subcategories to drill down to make sure everything's somewhat cleaned up here the best we can. So they're going to do a recategorization of the website to try and clean it up to make it a little easier for customers. So that's why I'm cleaning up this stuff, so that when they do their stuff, it will look a little better. So, all right, at least the weather was nice today. I wish I would have been able to get out and do something and was home or something, but not yet.
Yeah, I ended up out there for a little while. I got out there and ended up chopping up the neighbors' leaves and sucking them up for them. And she's a single gal, just moved in next door. And she moved into her brother-in-law and sister-in-law's house. Her sister's house, not brother and sister. Brother-in-law and sister's house. So she bought that from them. And she'd never done any yard work or nothing before, so she's got to learn the experience coming. I often, in my mind, wonder why she bought that three-bedroom house, you know, for a single girl that's not going to have kids or anything else, you know, and she's got her pets, but it's like, why didn't you buy a condo?
Yeah, it's like the young girl that's, she's probably 30-something, that's kitty corner from me. Same thing, it's a three-bedroom house, and she's by herself, so. But she does get out there, she mows her lawn, she shovels her snow, and so she does do the work out there. She was up trying to clean the gutters out a couple of weeks ago, had a ladder up there just kind of reaching in the gutters to try and get some of it out of there, so she at least does the work.
Yeah, it's my sister. My sister wouldn't have it any other way. So, but that's the way she's always been. And she wasn't gun-shy to doing the work to begin with. So this one's got quite a learning curve. Never cut the grass before anything else. So, and I think there was kind of a promise that some nephews were going to cut the grass for her. They were cutting her grass before when she lived in the apartment over on Teresa. She only lived a block away. She hadn't been getting any help, so don't know what's going on there. Mom and Dad came over today to help her out, so that was good.
Well, that's good. That's a good neighbor. Yeah, I try and help out what we can with the other neighbors too, but we got the one neighbor behind that doesn't do anything. They don't mow their lawn, they don't pick up their leaves, they don't shovel the snow. So it's there, and I see him outside the house, you know, a half a dozen times a year during the summer. I'm not even sure exactly who owns or actually lives in the house. There's looks like a mom and a dad, and then there's mom or son, daughter, two kids, whatever. There, I don't know if they actually live there. I think they do. But, they don't do a thing. The neighbor across the street from on the other side of Mitchell comes over and mows the lawn about once a month and then never cleans up the leaves in the fall or anything. He does his. He's got a big zero turn and comes over and does all of his, but they don't have him come over and clean up. So all of that ends up in my yard. And like I said, during the winter, they just drive over the snow. They don't bother to try and do anything.
Yep, and someone's going to slip and fall. So, it's interesting to say the least how some of them operate and get by, but all I got to say is I know what I need to do to take care of myself and take care of that, so I'm just get out there and get it done. And got the air conditioner cover on outdoors, and look at the west side of the house. I need to do some caulking.
Yeah. Luckily, right now I got the little cover on the air conditioner a couple of weeks ago, or last week when we got the patio furniture and that put away. So that's done. Windows at least caulking. I don't have to since all of those got replaced and they caulked everything then. I was up on the roof to check to blow out the leaves. I got to go up again this weekend, but I was up there to blow out the leaves. When I do, I check the caps on the chimney, and there's cracks in them, but I have them caulked, and the caulk was still okay, so I'll final in a couple of weeks when I finish the last blowout, hopefully, of that. I'll give them another inspection, make sure I don't have to do anything there. And then before weather gets too cold, I got to get up and update the firmware in my outdoor misstastic unit. That's one of the wise blocks, so that's not as easy as the Helltex to do. So I got to get up there on the roof with the computer and do it. I haven't figured out how to do it over the air type of thing. There's directions down there. They just don't make heads or tails, and when I've tried to do it, it just didn't seem to work. So it would be nice to just sit in the house over Bluetooth and update the firmware and not have to get up there on the roof, but I'll have to study on that a little bit more here.
Yeah, I think OTA has to go via Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I think it does too, and I don't have the Wi-Fi turned on it, so yeah, I'd have to do some more research here to see, but I just kind of took a look at it and downloaded the software that was supposedly needed and tried what they said to do, and it didn't work, so I ended up the last time they did an update to the Mistastic software on my phone, and then when I tried to run it, it says your firmware is out of date on your units, you need to update that first, so I had to go up and update it, so I know I'm at least 2, 3, 4 revisions behind. They change it enough, it's kind of like WinLink. Every time you log on, there's a new version, so I'll try and at least get it updated before the cold weather comes to get up there.
KCBOA. Yeah, it'd be nice. Maybe you need to get a long USB cable where you can not have to get on the roof.
Yeah, like I said, it's powered off USB, so there's a cord that runs up underneath the overhang and up to the roof to plug into it. So yeah, I still got to go up, open the box, unplug the power cable, and plug in the USB cable. So I still got to go up to do that, or get the ladder out and try and get up. And it's easier to get up on the roof than it is to try and get the ladder in that position because we got the flower bed and that back there. So it's a good point, bad point. It's there, but it's not easily accessible to at least update. So that's why I have to do some more work on the over-the-air stuff, see how that works. I know I can do that with quite a few other devices. It's just that one, yeah, it's probably got to go Wi-Fi instead of Bluetooth.
Yeah, if you're not using it as a client, you should be able to put it on Wi-Fi and just leave it on Wi-Fi, Ron. Especially if you're using it for a router or a repeater, you should be able to put it right on Wi-Fi and just leave it there. You won't be able to sit in the house and connect to it from inside the house then. It'll be a little different there unless you're connected through Wi-Fi. But, yeah, I would give that a try.
Yeah, that one I have set. That is my home client. So since I'm normally in there, I had it set as a router, basically, but I took it off of that because it's not, it's not high enough to be a good point of relaying the messages. So it's just set as a router, or as a client, and that's my home client when I'm there. I log into it sitting in the family room and use it from there. So unfortunately, it's not going to work that way, and it doesn't make sense to switch it over to the router since it doesn't have any height to it and really no distance to relay anything other than in the subdivision, but a client will do that as well, so doesn't make a lot of sense. That's why I switched it back. KCYVF.
Okay, well, there are some Wi-Fi options there, and you would have to connect to it through via Wi-Fi to be able to connect to it, use it as a client as well, if you changed it over to have the OTA.
Yep, I'll have to look at it. Like I said, if I get it updated at least one time fall here, hopefully it'll be good until spring and well enough that it works, and if it doesn't, then it just just stays there until I get a chance to update it in the spring or as needed. But it's kind of like, what do the people do when they have something, you know, like up on Rosine or, you know, up on a mountain someplace, up in a tree, you know, how are they going to do it? They're going to climb up the tree with a notebook in order to update the firmware. So they got to have some way of being able to do that somewhat easy remotely.
Yep, yep. And so, like, I have a home assistant set up here at the house, and I have ESP Home, and so when my ESP needs to be updated, it does it all over the air. But that, again, is all done on Wi-Fi, not on Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's why I have to look at that, like I said, to see what they've got to do and how the Wi-Fi works in place of the Bluetooth. And now that I've got the new router set up, or the mesh system set up, hopefully I have enough connection points and able to do it. I did get everything finally up and running. I do have to test some other things here. Mike wanted to know if tonight's a Midland Club. I went with him last month, but he said, do you want to go up tonight? And I said, no, I really don't have the time tonight. I didn't know I was going to get out of work late, and I got stuff I got to get done here tonight. So I said, no, I had to turn him down on that. But I have to sit down, like I said, and look at it. But at least if I can get it on Wi-Fi, yeah, that would work too. I should have at least enough connection. Each one of these mesh routers is supposed to hold approximately 75 Wi-Fi connections. So I got two of them, that's 150. And it's supposed to cover 2,000 square feet per unit, and so that's up to 4,000 square feet, so it should have enough in order to cover the additional if I went that route. So, all right, Rick, I'm just up here at Weiss & Center. I come the back road. I took State Street coming home last night. First time I've come back that way. I've been taking Weiss the last couple of months, and oh my goodness, State Street was just idiots out there. 55, 60 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, tailgating, the light turns red, and I thought the two cars, the one guy stopped at the light, and I thought the two cars behind him were going to push him through the light. They must have been going 50 in the 30 zone, and both of them nosedived to try and stop in time that they didn't rear end him, and he was already stopped at the light, so I don't know where they thought they were going to go. So I've been taking Weiss, and this is a much more leisurely, relaxed pace coming home. So just pulling into the subdivision. So we'll talk to you later. KCMYVF, back over to you.
Ron, yes, I found going down Weiss was a little bit further, but a lot less stressful and much more enjoyable. And you have a wonderful night. KCBOA.
KCNYVF, clear.